This is the Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. It's a maximum security military installation. It's an Air Force base without a runway. It's the home of the Global Positioning System. Half an hour late, and we're quickly taken under the wing of Major Bandit Brandt. Sure.
Gentlemen, well, welcome to the 2nd Space Operations Squad. Give you a tour as we walk down through here.
It's from this one room that the whole GPS network is controlled. Running the floor today is Captain Chris Maddox. You must have the biggest impact of any military crew in the world on ordinary people.
Typically, civilian users aren't really our first thought because I'm a warfighter. We think, you know, bombs on targets, planes landing safely, you know, the soldiers not getting lost in the desert. You know, but secondary to that, we do think that there are people using, TomTom.
TomTom. Yeah.
You know, all these users have the ability to get from point A to point B because of what we do.
The Global Positioning System works by using a fleet of satellites orbiting the Earth. It's these satellites that are ultimately controlled by the American military.
How many satellites have you got up there?
We have 31 satellites up in the constellation right now. Yeah. Minimum for the constellation is 24 satellites.
So you can afford to lose 7 of them?
Hopefully not.
On your watch.
Hopefully not.